It's Monday, December 19th, 2022. Thanks for tuning into this, the season 19 finale of The Sounds of My Head. The Sounds of My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh man, what a great way to open up this here episode of the show from Los Angeles. That's the band RL. The name of the song, Be True. It came off an EP by the same name, Be True. And boy, what a great song that is. I've just listened to that to death. I love the synth in there. It's super great. And I should say, this is the final episode of season 19 of The Sounds of My Head. That's right, this whole year, 2022, coming to a close right here just before Christmas. Because that's the way the calendar works every 2 weeks, and this happens to be the week I do a show. Anyway, pre-recording, you know, this is like pretty pre-recorded, I gotta say, because I had a very busy December. So if anything actually new came out recently, it's probably not on the show yet. But that's what next year is for. There'll be a season 20. That's right, 20 long years doing the show. That's pretty exciting. That'll be next year. But right now, I got this episode to do. It's the last episode of the season, and I wanted to make sure it was super banging. So that's right, every song on here, A++. You are gonna love this episode because I do. That's the rule. You have to love it because I love it. I love it so much that you have to love it. The songs are so good. I've been saving some of these up because I wanted to go out with such a bang. So without further ado, Rubble Bucket from Brooklyn, they got a new record. It is called Earth Worship, and it is their best record to date. And I say that unconditionally. That is a true fact. I've liked Rubble Bucket since the beginning. They've had some ups and downs. This new record, all up. It is super great. And to prove it, we're going to hear two of my favorite songs. First, Cherry Blossom, and then Earth Worship, the title track of the album Earth Worship. Cherry Blossom in particular, boy howdy, I have listened to this so many times. It is a tremendous song. So without further ado, Rubble Bucket, Cherry Blossom, and Earth Worship from their new record, Earth Worship, right now on this season finale of The Sounds of My Head.
Feeling. You might be worth worshiping.
Could you help me find an abbreviation to this feeling I'm in right now? I feel like I'm collapsing into myself. Yourself, myself, yourself, myself.
Savage, welcome to the War on Cars.
Thank you for having me. I'm such a fan of the show.
A lot of you may know Dan from his advice column, Savage Love, his column in The Stranger, which is Seattle's alt weekly, which has been running and been syndicated since 1991. Dan, we're really excited to have you here. And I think people might be wondering, what does a sex advice columnist have to do with the War on Cars? And you have tweeted and written a lot about biking and transportation.
That's what drives me crazy about drivers, is this expectation, particularly in Seattle where I live, that there's some sort of constitutional right to go 60, 70, 80 miles an hour through the middle of a city.
Yeah.
I'm 58 years old, so white flight and the automobile and freeways and expressways being driven through the centers of cities sort of happened in my lifetime, but not my, you know, conscious lifetime. I don't remember it. But I've observed it all my life that cars kill cities and are bad for cities. And I don't understand why cities make room for cars, accommodate cars, fellate drivers, accommodate drivers the way that cities do and politicians do. Cars are the enemies of cities, and yet cities just bend over and take it.
Up with emptiness.
Okay, let's get caught up. After Rubble Bucket back there, we hear two tracks by Frankie Cosmos. Sounds of my head favorite, Frankie Cosmos. She's got a new record. It's called Inner World Peace. We hear two songs from it, Empty Head and Aftershook. Both spectacular, coming out of New York City's Frankie Cosmos. Extremely great. Always love her. Though, I have to say, Inner World Peace, not my very favorite Frankie Cosmos thing. I think that could be that I'm never going to like anything as much as the first album she put out, which is my favorite ever. But this album's still pretty good. So plenty of five stars and stuff. So check it out if you liked Empty Head and Aftershook, because it's all over the place and pretty good. Frankie Cosmos. Okay, then just before I started talking, we heard Dana Gravensky from London in the UK doing a cover of The Kinks' Strangers. Came off her new EP, Bouncing Ball. Very good. And of course, you can't go wrong with covering The Kinks. So kind of low-hanging fruit there, Dana. But good job. It was pretty good. You didn't screw it up. Up next, from Paris, France, the band La Femme. I love me some La Femme, and they got a new album, and it's called Teatro Lucido. I'm going to say Theater Lucido, whatever. It's all Spanish. The whole album is in Spanish, which is an interesting twist for a French band, but it's pretty good, too. So it's very much like everything else by La Femme, but all very Spanish. I think they like maybe went to Spain and spent some time doing something, and then went back to Paris and were like, let's make an album in Spanish. I don't exactly know how it went down. All I know is that the fruits of their labor are tasty. So we're gonna hear first Sacatella and then No Pasa Nada, both really great songs. And Sacatella in particular is that was their first single from this album. They've got a video for it. They know it's the best song, right? So no secret there. But the rest of the record, there's plenty of great stuff, including No Pasa Nada, which is pretty great too. So without further ado, La Femme with Sacatella and No Pasa Nada right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Sácatela, 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 sácatela. up my 2 weeks and 4 years wasting my time. Or did you just waste mine?
And I think whether it's bike activism, marriage equality, AIDS activism, any kind of activism, you want to point to the doable thing. And if that's advocating for your school to put in bike parking, like there's just identify the doable things for people. But the most doable thing for cycling is to get on a bike and go someplace. And maybe where everyone has to go is Europe. And I'm just convinced that so much would improve about the United States if people weren't so myopic and provincial or walled off. We would have socialized medicine if we had some sort of, you know, program like Israel has to bring Jews to Israel, to see Israel, just to bring Americans to Germany or France or Austria and break their leg after they get here. And they can see what socialized medicine is actually like, and they won't be so fucking afraid of it, and send them home, and also bring them here and see the kind of infrastructure and bike trails and mass transit that they have in Holland and Austria, Germany, and that you can live in a city as big as Berlin and not be car dependent and be freed from a car. Americans come to Europe so they cannot drive places for a while. And then they go home and they vote against anybody who proposes anything that might make driving a little less convenient.
Thank you.
All right, let's get caught up one last time. After Le Femme back there, we heard Petite League from Brooklyn. They got a new record. It is called Thrill Seekers, and it pulls together a bunch of singles they released over the year, and then also a bunch of new stuff. It's very good. If you like Petite League and you like the two songs I played, you're going to like everything from it because they're very consistent. The songs we heard, Dyslexic Poetry, really spoke to me as a very dyslexic person over here. but also Pantone Karaoke, great song as well. Dyslexic Poetry, my favorite. Pantone Karaoke, also very good. Thrill Seekers, great record. If you like those two tracks, definitely pick up the whole thing. Okay, then just before I start talking, we heard two songs from Toronto, Canada's very own Always. That's right, Always is back. Very excited whenever there's a new Always release. You know, these guys, they take their time. They don't do the dribble out singles thing. They basically, you know, they'll just go like 3 or 4 years without a release, and then like boom, the whole thing comes out. That's what they did with this one. It's called Blue Rev, and the songs we heard from it were Belinda Says and Very Online Guy. Pretty great songs. There's plenty of others. It was hard to choose what to play on the show. And I will say Blue Rev, probably my least favorite Always album. I don't know what it is. I think it's something to do with the production or something. It's just kind of a little less melodic or noisy or more noisy. I'm not sure. It's not my favorite production value. I bet if I see them live, I'll love all the songs though, because the songs are still great, even if the production kind of doesn't speak to me as much. So yeah, if you like Belinda Says and Very Online Guy and you like Always, probably want to check out this new release. It's pretty good stuff. Okay, finishing up this here season of The Sounds of My Head, we're going out with a bang. Bonnie Doon from Detroit, Michigan. He's got a new single. It is called San Francisco. We're going to hear the song right now. It's great. I don't know what else to say about it. It's really good. So without further ado, finishing up this here season and this here episode, Bonnie Doon with San Francisco right now on The Sounds of My Head. Time is but a dream. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Witch Dub by LaFemme, Crowded by Bonnie Doon, and, of course, always is Archie Marry Me as covered by Matt Wilson on piano. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media and where you can find The Sounds in My Head on Spotify. There's a playlist for season 19. It's got all the songs I played this whole season dropped into that playlist, so you can just listen to them all right there without having to listen to me talk. You can also email me, daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Always love to hear from you. When will there be more episodes? I don't know. It'll be a little while. It'll be a minute, probably February. That's what I'm going to say. February 2023, look for new episodes of the show in your favorite podcast catcher. Is that what they call it? I feel like that was a thing people said for a while. I never said it, but people said it. Anyway, wherever you listen, listen again early next year when there will be season 20. And until then, have a happy holiday and see you around.